President Obama is speaking about the Orlando shooting. He's also talking about the fight against ISIS. Here he is talking today about the Orlando shooter.
We currently do not have any information to indicate that a foreign terrorist group directed the attack in Orlando. It is increasingly clear, however, that the killer took in extremist information and propaganda over the internet. He appears to have been an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized.
Let's bring in NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, some extensive comments. What's jumping out at you?
Well, towards the end of his remarks, the president repeated his call for expanded gun control. He said, enough talking about being tough on terrorists. Let's actually be tough on terrorism by making it harder for terrorists to buy assault weapons like the one that was used in Orlando. And he also addressed the semantic criticism about his own reluctance to use the phrase radical Islam to describe folks like the gunman in Orlando. He offered a pointed rejoinder to that criticism, saying it's a political distraction and that it would not make it any tougher to go after groups like ISIS simply by using a different label.
Let's listen to the president.
The main contribution of some of my friends on the other side of the aisle have made in the fight against ISIL is to criticize this administration and me for not using the phrase radical Islam. That's the key, they tell us. We can't beat ISIL unless we call them radical Islamists. What exactly would using this label accomplish?
Well, he went on also in other parts of his comments, Scott, to talk about the fact that these are thugs. You know, they've uncovered money laundering and broken up oil businesses that they're running, that these, you know, he seemed more comfortable referring to them that way.
Well, the president is speaking at the Treasury Department. He's been holding a series of these meetings with his national security team to address the ISIS threat, and this one being at the Treasury was focused in part on efforts to go after the funding stream for ISIS. They've been doing that both through a financial crackdown and also by targeting, say, the tanker trucks that are carrying oil for ISIS. And in doing so, they've been able to choke off some of the resources. So he was certainly clear in calling the ISIS leaders thugs and talking about the progress that's been made on the battlefield against ISIS. But towards the end of his remarks, he was very much addressing the domestic political situation.
Yeah.
With, again, another call for gun safety measures and targeting critics like Donald Trump, who've been critical of his skittishness about using phrases like radical Islam.
He called on giving the ATF more resources so that they could fight terrorism, asking if how could somebody be able to buy a gun when they're on a watch list but not able to board a plane. So making some of those points. Scott Horsley, we will see how over the course of the day his critics respond to those comments. NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley weighing in on some of President Obama's comments today on Orlando and ISIS. Scott, thank you.
Good to be with you.